ought never, ever think.
Then I exhale vigorously, like so. And finally, I create music for the meadows below as I blow, and I blow like so.
Well, never fear, folks. I like it. I like my wall. I've become attached to my wall. I have pretty purple periwinkles climbing all over my wall and clinging to my bottom to keep me secure and sensitive. Oh, how sweet it is to peer forth from this purple pinnacle to the new world of Eden 2, where people love the love they do. As I sit here among the watchers, absorbing the sounds of loving below, I sometimes feel like bursting. Do you know what I do up here all day? Do you, my beloved? That's right. I love. I fiddle and I love. I love and I fiddle. Sometimes I love with a fiddle, and sometimes I fiddle with love, and sometimes I do both together. You know what that is called? Do you? It's called fiddle loving. Did you catch the feeling in that word? Fiddle loving. Oh, come on, let's say it all together now with feeling.
Fiddle loving.
Isn't it beautiful? You see, for thousands of years, I've been floating my fiddle-loving melody deep into the sagging souls of young people until the softest hairs at the nape, the edge of the earlobe, and the nodules at the nape of the navel tingle with curiosity. Oh, love is the answer to everything. Love is the greatest, and fiddle love is the ultimate in love. Would you like to live in Eden too, would you? Then come and fiddle love with me. Would you like to live in Eden too and be free and young and youthful? Fiddle love is the way. Would you like to lose that excess weight? Those pimples, those hang-ups, those unsightly corns, and be beautiful? Fiddle-on is the answer. Are you frustrated, lonely, distraught, and down at the mouth? Fiddle-on will lift you up. Are you anxious, nauseous, apathetic, diabetic, over-energetic? Then fiddle-on a while each day. Oh, fiddle-on will give you confidence and peace of mind, sensitivity and poise, magnetism and music in your soul. Oh, young people, close your eyes and let the crawling colors whirl you away on the whispering wings. Let them lift you up through orange-colored clouds to lime-covered mountains and dizzling meadows far beyond the periwinkle pinnacle where Eden 2 bubbles with beauty. Reach out your arms. Love, love, dream, hope. Massage your eyes. Rub your fingertips across your eyelids. Are you there? Are you? Have you made contact with the soft refrain, the fiddle-loving chords of a new world? Has the love spirit lifted you up? Are you quivering with love beams? Love. Love, love, love is the greatest. And fiddle loving is just too much.
Your very, very majesty.
This is the report.
You so kindly thought.
About the situation in Eden.
Everything is tranquil.
Everything is lovely.
Everything is dull.
Except.
That simple Simon.
Sweet Simon.
Metapimon.
Going to the fair.
The great world fair of love.
And peace.
He He had your pie, sir.
Your pie for the sky, sir.
With 24 blackbirds stuffed inside.
Then said Simon,
to that pious piety,
may I taste your wares?
Said the pieman,
to sweet, sweet Simon,
have you heard the latest?
Said simple Simon,
to that pretty, pretty pieman.
No.
Said Simon,
to sugar-faced Simon.
Well, the gossip goes like this.
It seems that Mary,
from a mother's home,
where the buffalo roam,
had a little lamb.
What?
Had a little lamb.
One of God's delightful little things.
With fleece as white as my whiskers.
Now everywhere that Mary goes,
that dear little lamb is sure to trot along.
Almost everywhere.
Right? It followed her to school one day.
Sparkling snow white eyes.
Ho, 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 that's against the rule.
The school rule, the Goldman rule.
Boy Blue's rule.
Any old rule you can find.
That simple Simon?
To that present-eyed Simon.
Well, I'll be.
How terrible.
I'm a job of doom.
See you later, alligator.
And said simple the fireman?
To soft, sensitive Simon.
This is a serious matter.
And so we all agree.
We fiddlers three agree.
Almost unanimously.
That this is a serious matter.
If it is true,
we are dear little lambs at school.
What will it lead to next?
Give them an inch and they'll take a mile.
Give them a lamb and they'll need its mommy.
Give them an elephant and they'll want a circus.
And that's
the mighty theory of dominoes. Dominoes, one by one.
Give them
a lamb and the sheep will come. Give them the moon and they'll want the sun.
Give them a chance and they'll take your gun. And so we three agree.
We three fiddlers agree.
Almost unanimously.
That
this is a serious matter.
Which must be investigated.
Immediately.
If not soon.
And so we suggest.
A gentle approach.
To rectify this matter.
Let's send the mouse.
With the flower pink eyes.
That old crooked schoolhouse.
To the crooked old man.
To join that cute crooked mouse.
And that little old schoolhouse, and the crooked black cat.
And the crooked old man.
And the crazy crooked house.
Called Snow White Eye.
And so we three agree.
We lovingly agree.
Almost unanimously, that the mouse is our only salvation.
Thank you. Began to laugh and shout till the teacher threw Miss Perry baby sister, and that it hurt to wear a thimble. And I know that she winked at Jackie Nimble.
Shame, Miss Mary. Shame, Jackie Nimble. If you want an A, you must wear a thimble. Now you've lost your chance for college. Through a thimble full of knowledge you simply wouldn't master.
What is the matter?
This is the report on the situation at Model School 13, where I have been principal, lo, these 30 years. I appreciate this opportunity to bring before the council my concerns. As you are well aware, I have traveled a long and a dusty road to achieve my credentials. I am no ordinary principal. I have had to learn the gentle art of flexibility, compromise, patience, and duplicity. I have a definite fascination for procrastination as a cardinal asset to avoid confrontation. Wait long enough and things go away. For example, last year we had a problem with our teeter-totter. I didn't know which way to move. The teeter wouldn't
hot, and the totter wouldn't heat. Soon the whole school was divided into two factions, the teeter eaters and the totter blotters. The teeter eaters wanted teeter eaters on teeter totters, and the totter blotters wanted totter splotters on teeter totters. So I simply waited till they all graduated. And now teeter totters are not even in fashion. Seesaws are the latest breed. The pressure is getting to me. I now take an average of 27 Excedrin per day. 6 tranquilizers. 3 martinis. 7 lots of bubble gum. And I'm starting way to bed at night. I have a real feel for this school. I love to ring the bell every hour on the hour. I've rung this bell 10 times a day, 5 days a week, 40 weeks a year, for 30 years. I love the people connected with my school. That fat cat, Jack Spratt. Oh, wonder child, Miss Muffin. Jackie Horner, who is such a good boy. Jackie Nimble, who is the pride of our football team. Jack and Jill, who romp around on Blueberry Hill back in the school. Georgie Porgy, who makes our sex education classes so alive and relevant. And that new girl, Mary, who brought that funny little white thing out of the sacred grounds of Snow White High. It's about Mary that I must speak, gentlemen. As I said, I shall make my remarks brief and to the point. Mary is my hang-up now, my nightmare, my trauma, my thorn in the flesh. Mary's problem is really very simple, but it has led to the disruption of the whole school system. Mary's hang-up is that she is normal. She likes clams. She even brings one to school. Petitions are pouring in from every side. Parents are incensed. The mayor has had a heart attack. The church demands that the school be purged, purified, and re-baptized by an accredited clergyman. And today, we received a threat of violence from the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Dumb Animals. I am pushed in every direction. I am bent by the popular will until I feel like a walking pretzel. I'm losing my hair. I'm biting my nails. And New York Yankees keep losing. The last straw is the language kids use now. The great slang of the past has been replaced by the most ridiculous stuff. I ask them questions and they answer, "Duh!" I hate to say it, but I think I'm a failure.
This one is a hummer, that one is a dirt, someone is a dirt. But why so dead and tired?
We
just a drink of love.
Something to drink and think?
Like flowers, red and blue and pink, but nothing.
Nowhere. No.
Sing me a song, Jill.
About Mary and the lamb.
And his strawberry clover.
Crazy like a carnation.
Who stirred the soul.
And healed the bruised imagination.
What else can you expect from white bosses?
Maybe tomorrow I'll start some. Maybe I'll come in with daisies around my neck like a black hippie and love everyone, be real sweet and sick like. Man, that'll make me suspicious. Then I'll take the spotlight away from that Mary kid. I know I'll pass my shoe around the room, and Miss White will sing and she'll grab it to read what I've written on the soul. What did I write, eh? Here it is. Let's sing it together, Pete.
Mary had a little lamb, but Mary is a saint. She says it's wasted by the snow, but Mary is in
Orgy. But I like to make the girls cry.
That's sex. I hate to bring in the word listening, but that's at the heart of the problem. S-E-X. In the name of id, ego, and libido. Porgy, you would not wait. You make it necessary to administer a series of tests to stop this disease as no way high before it's too late.
Will it hurt?
The question is, will it help? Let's see. Because of your exaggerated feeling of inquiry, I will give you the sex test. This sexometer is our only hope. Manufactured in the name of id, ego, and libido.
Amen. And will it help me get rid of all of this porgy orgy?
Ultimately.
Yes.
And finally.
Yes.
And without a doubt.
Yes.
The way to be cured.
Yes.
Once and for all.
Yes.
Is that you must.
Yes.
You must help yourself.
Oh.
There is nothing I can do.
Nothing?
Nothing. It is recorded here on microfilm that you chased Mary home from school.
Only one time.
But you did chase her. And you know, Mary is beautifully endowed.
Endowed?
Pretty legs.
Oh?
And tight sweater.
Tight?
And sits in the front row. And Georgie, I am here to protect Mary and all the girls of Snow White High from lust.
Lust?
So cool it, Georgie, with your porgy orgy. Now, are you ready for this test on symbols, sex symbols?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm not allowed to get too rich, Georgie, so I won't. This test has to do with being involved, relevant. If it works, you can cast orgy out of cordial, out of pie, and possibly cast all passion out of pudding.
Really?
Are you ready? What foods make you think of sex?
Spaghetti, asparagus. Potatoes, tomatoes, turnips, parsley, figs, scallops, grapefruit, apricots, all vegetables, animals, and minerals.
George, control your orgy urges. This is a very sensitive machine, and I cannot permit you to damage it. Now question two. What people in school bring sex to your mind?
Jane, Alice, Bertha, Pearl, Susan, Judy, Helen? Mary?
Did you say Mary? Where did you learn about sex?
The locker room, the back of the bus, behind the elm tree, jacuzzi, in front of the drugstore.
George, stop. I mean, where at school? With which teacher?
In history class. In your history class.
History?
Watching you, watching Mary, sitting in the front seat.
Georgie?
Jackie Nimble, Jack, so cute. Jack can wrestle the toughest brute. Jack, be nimble, Jack, be free. Lead us on to victory.
Hi. Want to see me do my latest cheer? I mean, do you? Okay, then. I've been working on it all week. I think it's real cool and imaginative. We need more creativity in cheerleading, don't you think? Well, here goes. I hope you like it. We like, let's all show together. Hip hip behind. You like it? You do? It's sort of warm and togethery. I made up a different one last week. I don't want to bore you, but I really think you might like it too. I really love this one. Ready? Glory, glory, go! Throw the ball, throw. The snow white comes. Everybody cries. Hallelujah. Go! So nice to get the encouragement of the board for all my participation in the life of our school. I really cheer the people up. I mean, I'm the high girl of Snow White High. The school depends on me to lift its spirits. I even have a song written in my honor. The team sings it before the game. It's beautiful. Al gave mincemeat Crocodile Pot. P-I-C-T-O-R-Y. Are we hot dogs? Yes, we are. Snow White High School. Yah, yah, yah. Thank you. Thank you so much. But you know, it's not just cheerleading that keeps me in this shape. I play hockey, tennis, ball, and I really swing in the gym. And I jog. Rain, hail, sleep, or fog, I jog. You really should see my ankles and my arches. So many people have fallen arches these days. Once people's arches fall, a bulk goes out of their whole life, and they become depressed. Jogging is so easy and so much fun. You can make up little rhymes as you go. When I jog, I have little character-building poems that give me sustenance through the day. Listen while you jog with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, here we go. Not too fast and not too slow. Better and better we live each day. We'll jog our little troubles away. Jogging clears the worried mind. Restores your faith in all mankind. Recently, Mary brought this little lamb to school. It proved to be very disruptive. Of course, we couldn't tolerate it in school where mental concentration must be uppermost. And lambs aren't much fun to jog with anyway. Dogs are. Lambs always stop to eat grass. And then I had one of my great inspirations. Why not make Mary's lamb the mascot for our school? You know, we could take it to the ball games. A Snow White lamb for a Snow White High. Isn't that neat? By the way, the colors of our school are white on white. I think the lamb would really make the children laugh and play. I'd like the board to consider keeping the lamb. We could build a little lamb pen behind the gym and take him out when it was time for a game. Just to show you how exciting it might be, I proposed a brand new cheer. You want to hear it? Oh, I'm so excited. Slam team slam. Go get him, lamb. We're as fierce as can be, and we'll chase him up a tree. Slam, lamb, slam.
Jack, so nimble. Jack, so neat. Your clever wit is such a treat. Jack, so nimble. Thanks a bunch. We'll ponder your plan during lunch.
There's just one little thing that I'd like to mention before you leave. The junior prom is coming up next week, and no one's asked me. Could you tell me why?
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Your wit is stuck in your candlestick.